This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our Habib, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is, O my son, I advise you. Subhanallah, we know children are blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the coolness of our eyes. They are those through whom we find enjoyment, pleasure, and joy and happiness. Subhanallah, we do not need to forget that they are an amana as well. They are the trust as well. And this is the reason, subhanallah, the Quran and Sunnah have got so many advices for us when it comes to our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, Yusikumullahu fi awladikum. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He instructs you concerning your children. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty, He gave this gift of children. And obviously this gift is an amana, is trust. And this trust we will be accountable for. Therefore, we need to understand that we need to advise and keep advising our children for that which is good, for that which prevents them from any wrong and evil, subhanallah. The first thing, my brothers and sisters, that we see throughout the Quran and the Sunnah regarding the advice to our children is the advice of taqwa. So you and I, as parents, we need to advise our children to gain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be Allah conscious. Because indeed, when our children become taqwa, when our children become, you know, people of taqwa, they will gain real wisdom. They will gain real pleasure. They will gain real respect. They will gain real discipline. Subhanallah. Because the taqwa of Allah, it actually makes a mind fully conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person becomes conscious of Allah, he will follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will obey the orders of Allah. He will do what Allah commands him to do. He will prevent from that which Allah prohibits him to do. So you and me, we need to advise our children for the taqwa of Allah, to gain the taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in the Quran, you know, Luqman, he said to his children, Ya bunayya, la tushrik billah. O my son, never, O my children, never ever associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the tawheed of Allah Rabbul Izzah. We need to instill pure concept of God in our children. We need to help them develop the consciousness of Allah with clear understanding of who Allah Rabbul Izzah is. Mind you, my brothers and sisters, if we are successful in connecting our children with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be the happiest parent on the face of the earth. Because this is the task that Allah Almighty is going to ask us. And we will be accountable for that, that we have the trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, there are plenty of advices that we find in the Quran and in the Sunnah regarding our children. The idea is that we find the right timing, the right way, with compassion, with mercy, with wisdom. We need to keep advising our children for that which is good, for that which helps them to be successful in this world and in the hereafter as well. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who can be right in terms of parents, who can be wise parents, who can be mindful parents. My brothers and sisters, indeed, when we gain taqwa of Allah, we will become the role model for our children to gain taqwa. So we got to do what we want our children, what we expect from our children to do. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we need to keep advising our children for that which is good, inshallah. We need to help them, advise them, counsel them, suggest them, and keep doing that. Don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we can find serenity, peace, and coolness in our children's life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who can follow the guidance of Allah and His Messenger. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. And we ask Allah Almighty to grant peace and prosperity to this beautiful nation, the UAE, and protect it from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to grant mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace to all those who are suffering. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.